Are the public information films of the past etched on your brain? Well, it meant they worked, suggests Emma Brennan. I've lost count of the times I've told people that elfin safety wasn't invented in my day, but recent talk of the services of lollipop people being cut due to budget constraints made me rethink this statement. In the 1970s, we did have health and safety advice, but it came to us via public service announcements commissioned by the government that were shown on TV during the advert breaks. Well, these mini-productions told us in no uncertain terms what would happen to us if we messed with matches, talked to strangers, or swam in murky ponds. Well, the difference then was that we were expected to learn from the graphic examples shown in the films and employ a bit of common sense. The most prominent campaign of the 1970s was the Green Cross Code, which urged children to think, stop, look and listen before crossing the road. Well, the advert started with a couple of children rushing to cross a busy road without paying attention, and the Green Cross Man, famously played by Star Wars actor Dave Prowse, and his robotic friend come to the rescue, pointing out a safe place to cross. It ends with the words, "We won't be there when you cross the road, so always use the Green Cross Code." Well, these days it seems we are not allowed to point out the completely obvious to youngsters in case it upsets them. But you know, in my day, they spared us nothing. A prime example is the public information film, voiced by horror actor Donald Pleasance, entitled Lonely Water. It began with a shot of a mist-shrouded, boggy body of water, with the Grim Reaper standing menacingly in the background. Mr. Pleasance, in his most unnerving accent, announced, "I am the spirit of dark and lonely water, ready to trap the unwary, the show-off, the fool." Well, it then shows a series of children having various water-related accidents. Well, an image that will haunt me forever is that of a pile of clothes placed ominously next to a sign reading, "Danger, no swimming." Old cars, weeds and bedsteads lurked beneath the surface of every pond, according to Mr. Pleasance. "It's the perfect place for an accident," he warned, adding that he had no power over sensible children. Well, that put the onus squarely on us kids to have our wits about us at all times. Admittedly, it gave me horrendous nightmares about disappearing into a dark, junk-filled pond. But it did the trick, and I never went near any water without recalling the possibility of the Grim Reaper waiting for me to slip up or slip in. Well, less fearsome were the Charlie Says public service films from 1973, featuring a cartoon boy and a cat named Charlie, who spoke in a bizarre meow-like language interpreted by his young owner. Well, one film warned children of stranger danger, with the cat essentially stopping his owner from going with a stranger to see some puppies. Another looked at the fire hazards with the warning, "Charlie says if you ever see a box of matches lying around, to tell Mummy because they can hurt you." Well, for a six-year-old, it was a bit more cryptic than the Donald Pleasance production, and I wondered if the matches might spring to life and attack me. Well, public information films were not a new concept in the 70s, though. The British government had been making them during the Second World War and beyond. They weren't anywhere near as grim as those from my youth, and were informative rather than scaremongering. In fact, my great-grandfather, a wheelwright by trade, featured in a 1943 film about architecture, farming and crafts. And other seemingly random subjects included how a bicycle is made and the manufacture of steel. Well, most of us are also familiar with the poster health and safety campaigns of the war years, including warnings to sailors that loose talk can cost lives. And most famously, the advice to keep calm and carry on in the face of adversity, which is wholly relevant today.